Hi there. The word for you today is unforgiveness. In Ephesians 4:32, Paul writes, "Forgiving each other, just as God forgave you." The Bible says, "Be kind." That's where it begins, then forgiving each other as God forgave you. Kristen Armstrong says, and I quote, "After you forgive, you get to walk out the process. It's a collaborative effort of God's power and your hard work. Letting go isn't always as simple as opening your tightly clenched fist, although deliverance sometimes is immediate. For example, some people quit smoking cold turkey, while others chew nicotine gum for years. Old habits die hard, and letting go of resentment means the following things. A. Recommitting to your decision. As many times as old thoughts and unforgiveness pop into your head. B. Making peace with the space formerly occupied by bitterness, regret, and thoughts of revenge until the Holy Spirit takes up full-time occupancy in the new digs. C. Releasing old toxic relationships and people whose only purpose is keeping your old wounds fresh. When people change around unchanging people, it makes them aware of their own need for change, and sometimes it also scares them. D. Just as your salvation is immediate, yet you have to walk out your sanctification, the release of your forgiveness is immediate, but you have to walk out your healing. E. Living a life free from the burden of resentment and toxicity of unforgiveness is a choice followed by a series of choices. Each one becomes easier as we move further and further from our old ways into the light. Paul said, Galatians 5 verse 1, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. And every time we let something or someone go free, we receive freedom ourselves, and we get it in overflowing measure. It's a time-tested, guaranteed spiritual principle that's backed up by Scripture.